Welcome to Lead, Empower, Grow, a podcast featuring entrepreneurs who lead productive teams, empower their communities, and grow successful businesses of their own. On today's episode, I had the honor of speaking to Da Tu, a field vice president who came to the U.S. as a refugee from Myanmar, also known as Burma. That was 15 years ago, and he started dedicating his life to helping others adjust to American life ever since. After working his way through various jobs like bakery, meatpacking plant, he landed as a caseworker for Lutheran Family Services, which helped newly arriving refugees. He drove them to the doctor, drove them to schools, helped them apply for food stamps, Medicaid. He was essentially an adjuster to the American dream. Since then, Da has transitioned to the world of financial services, but he continues to serve, and he's dedicated his life to helping others understand how to protect their finances and find peace of mind. It's a wonderful episode. I can't wait for you to hear it, so let's just get right into it. Yeah, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast, Da. To start out, I just wanted to ask, I ask all my agents, what is your background before FFS, and what was your story before you built your business here?
Well, thank you very much for having me here today, you know, a little bit about myself, you know, about my background. You know, I was coming here as a refugee from Myanmar over like 50 years ago. So when I first got here in the first few years, you know, I was working with a few different places, such as I was working at the bakery, I was working at the restaurant, I was working, you know, at the, you know, meat pet company. And at the same time, I also was doing some part-time, you know, to help interpret for families like in schools, in the hospitals, some places like that. And later in 2009, I got a different job with Lutheran Family Services, a caseworker, you know, to help the newly refugee families who come from Burma and also some other countries. So before they arrive, I got to, you know, prepare everything for them, like to set up the apartment, the housings with the basic needs like food, furniture, clothing. Got to meet with them at the airport upon the arrival and drove them to their back home, to their new apartment. And after that, also was help them to apply for public assistance, like apply for the food stamp, Medicaid, was enroll them to, you know, school, was refer them to see the doctor, and of course help them to get a job with the employment services. It was a good job for me. It's not like on the bakery or the meat plant, but there was a little bit challenge, a little bit pressure, you know. Because you are the first person who meet with the family up on the airport. They don't know anybody. They don't know any friends, any relatives here. And you are the first, like the first parent to serve them, you know. Basically, they will relearn everything on you. You know, I got a lot of experience since I was become the case manager, you know. I was learning that's many, you know, things over there. I'm glad that I had that opportunity, pretty much before I got on this FFS, that was, you know, my job from the past.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, you sounded like it prepared you for basically what you would do with FFS, which is talk to, meet new people, help them. You were very good at meeting and talking to strangers, I guess, but becoming, you know, friends and you know, caring for them. I love that you were an interpreter, and the Lutheran services job is amazing. It really lines up with a lot of what our agents are like, which is like you're very service-minded and helpful, and you've been helping people since way before this business, and just like giving yourself and your time and your generosity. And I find that's the same thing with a lot of our agents. So and yours is very hands-on. You are already working with, like, because interpreting is a lot of what our agents do. We're a very diverse force. And we're changing the face of insurance. And especially, I feel like I have to interpret financial services things even just in English sometimes because they're complicated. So it is a lot to, I understand. And then a tiny question, were you, so 15 years ago you came over, were you an adult then or were you young or?
At that time I was old enough, you know, I was like a 32 something,
Myanmar is, most of my agents I interview are Vietnam or Thailand. I think you're the first one from Myanmar that I,
Most people don't know about Myanmar, about Burma.
yeah, but it's right next to it, or yeah, all in the same area. I like that. That kind of leads into the next question, which was, how did you get on board with FFS, and how was that process, and what was that like at first when you found us, or we found you?
To be honest with you, I never thought about becoming a businessman with my life. I did not have any business mindset, with no business experience and no business background, and I was coming here into US just looking for a safer place and of course to have a job to cover my bills just to survive for our daily life, So I never thought about working for myself, owning my future, like be my own boss. But back in a day, my abla, he was coming into my house, was doing the presentation for me. And after that, I did purchase the policy, the product for myself, and I also did join him, because we don't have life insurance in our country. I never heard about life insurance before. But luckily, I was joining the right business, and I was purchased the right product for myself. Yes.
That was a little miracle. I'm glad it did work out, 'cause most of our agents didn't have a business background. So,
Yes.
when did things start going well, or when were things hard? What challenges did you have? What was that like, those first parts with your business and with the community?
My community is just like a baby. Started a new life recently here. Totally. Different with everything. Such as different culture and everything else. To adjust the life along with many challenges for them. And most of the parents with the first generation are not speaking any English at all, and have less chance for them to get a better job. So most of them, are working, at the entry level, or in the company or in the factory. So many family are, only one person can work, to cover all of the bills of the household. So all of their money is only gone for them to pay for the other bills. So in the beginning, was really a challenge, for me with this, like, if how am I going to, approach them? How am I going to prospect them? How can they afford to make the payments? Because they only make, very little money, and all of their monthly income is already gone. Most of them, were not interested, not trusted. Got to save the money, for the other bills, and most of them, they don't understand. They think that, you must have to die to get the money from life insurance. So was a really challenge for me, in the beginning. So, the good thing, I never quit and never stop.
I'm glad you stuck with it too, and I think maybe your work with the Lutheran services kind of prepared you for that. You were already not quitting. You were already helping people, and you had that experience, and we're glad we had you with those skills in there. And also, I think a lot of people think at first that life insurance is just for death, or that you can only use it indefinite. And a lot of people still, of all backgrounds, think that, I think. And it takes somebody to be like, well, it's different now. You can use it while you're alive, and there's lots of things, a lot of different options. Do you have any advice or tips on how you end up approaching those people, or prospecting, how you approach prospecting at all?
I will say your reputation, your ethic, your care, and your patience are the most important for them. For you to provide the right needs and the right service for them, you will need to know who they are. You will probably need to find out, some of their background, so that way you know, which area or which part that they still need more help. And you can share the effective information, to more benefit them, and make them more comfortable. Because they are different community and might have a different background and different experience. So in some country, like I said, they don't have life insurance, or investment at all. And they're scared, they're afraid. So for those community like that, if you don't approach them like a very safe, like you know, to educate them or to help them to see, like the background of life insurance or investment. They don't get it, you know. They're not going to want it because they probably don't think that is important for them. So you know, I don't know if like me, how many clients I have with me, but I help you know anybody you know with anything, if they are my clients or not, it doesn't matter. You know, such as helping them with like updating the address, change the bank, change the beneficiary, and anything, you know, because some community, you know, some firmness, you know, especially if they're you know new immigrant to this country, they will rely you know anything on you, and you know, especially you know if they're new immigrant on this country, they will have many barrier with English. They will need you know to rely everything on you. So. And other people will see that you are their red agent for them.
Just being good, having a good reputation, just doing good work and helping. That's all you need. I mean, it's tough, but it's easy at the same time. I mean, it sounds like the FFS business is just in line with how you helped people almost your whole life or since coming to this country. Then do you like this business? Do you like the First Financial Security? And why do you? I mean, I think I know the answer to if you like it, but do you like it and why?
Oh yes, you know, I really love doing this business because you know I feel like what I'm doing here is not all about making money, you know. It is about helping people, you know, with a future better, to change people's life and dream and peace of mind. It is about helping people, you know, helping them to protect their family, you know, and it's about teaching them and educating them with the money and show them how the money works, you know, how to live American dream life. To be their own boss, to secure, you know, their future. Especially, you know, most of my people, they are not really motivated to have their business mindset, you know, to be their own boss or working for themselves. So yes, you know, I really love this job because I was already able to help, you know, some clients by deliver some checks to firmly, you know, after somebody you know, of the firmly is sick or die. So when I walk into the house and hand them the check, you know, and but you know, I saw the family, you know, with tear on face and indicate their appreciation, you know. So I feel like what I'm doing here is really matter for them, and I'm glad that I can help them with this, and I'm so grateful that you know this business has teaching me, you know, becoming business entrepreneur and learning the business industry, and can transform people's life within peace of mind.
It's such a huge help what you're doing, and we're so glad that you're here with us and just out there helping people. Someone with a good service-oriented heart like you. That's so great. Well, I think that's a great story to end it on, and I just wanted to thank you again, Da, for coming on the podcast. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
And as always, thank you to all you listeners out there. Thanks for joining us on this journey, and to hear more stories from entrepreneurs like Da, you can listen through our past episodes on our feed or at firstfinancialsecurity.com. And of course, subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts to listen to new Lead, Empower, Grow episodes the moment they air. We look forward to bringing you more stories that inspire you to lead, empower, and grow.